weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, the bankers told us last October that if we didn't give them unlimited power, there would be martial law and depression. And then they got their $14.8 trillion and growing, and things only got worse. Now they're saying that the President and the Congress are going to make the private Federal Reserve complete economic czar over every private industry, every company, your homes, the LA Times headline, bulldoze whole cities, take property, take land, it makes Mao Zedong's Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution look tame. That is coming up in the next segment. I'm going to break that down and what it's going to be like underneath these commissars. And hate crimes laws, no free speech, you name it. But for this segment, a little bit of the next, I like to get him up each month, and we forgot to have him on for 2 months, so he's been on the last few weeks a couple times. Marty Schachter, what a character. 1947 with his daddy, he got back from World War II. He was in the chemical corps in Japan. And they got back, and his dad pointed out there was no more real soap available made from vegetables and fruits. And it was all detergents and chemicals, and Marty had been in the chemical weapons corps, and he recognized these were chemical weapons ingredients. And what they do is they take the toxic waste left over from oil refining and other things, the distillates, and I've actually got textbooks on it, petroleum engineer textbooks somebody sent me years ago. But the point, I meant to bring that on TV and show it to folks. But the issue is they take toxic waste that's left over and they dump it in, and that's what your soap is, and it gives most people the asthma and the rest of it. Marty has had organic soap since 47, 60-plus years, 62 years, 63 years, and they got it at 85% off supermarket prices because you're not paying for all the advertising, you're not paying for Procter & Gamble, you're not paying for the distribution. It's factory direct to you, and they weren't factory direct to buyers until 5-6 years ago when Genesis got them as a sponsor. So Marty Schachter joins us now for folks to save money and not get asthma and fry their mucous membranes. But, hey, don't listen to me. Take all the vaccines, drink all the fluoride water, and don't get Calbin Pure Soap. Marty?
Oh, pleasure talking to you and your listeners, Alex. It's wonderful to know that I can offer the consumer a choice. They don't have a choice now in the supermarket. They got Procter & Gamble, Lever Brothers, and Colgate brainwashing them, giving them a false technology and false chemistry, and they don't do the jobs. We outwash them, outclean them, outprice them. There's nothing like it in the country. We're 62 years old, and we got the product, we got the quality, and we got the price.
And you know, Marty, I ought to interview you one day for a full hour just about being in the chemical corps at the end of World War II into Japan. I bet you saw a lot of wild stuff.
Oh, yes, I'm happy to share it with you. It's just all this information accrued all these years and nowhere to go with it. And, you know, we're the world's best-kept secret. Nobody knows about us.
Well, not just your sub-company. I want to have you on just as a guest one day to talk about what it was like being in Japan at the end of World War II. And did they have you inspecting the Japanese chemical weapons, or what were you doing?
No, I was in charge of the depots and warehouses of all the chemical weapons of World War II that they didn't use. We're talking a million gas masks. We're talking hundreds of tons of mustard gas and all the other chemicals that were stored and locked up, and we had guard duty to protect them from any kind of sabotage. And it was there, sitting there in Japan, doing nothing but being, I don't know how the hell they got rid of it. I was there for 2 years and in charge of that.
So was this Japanese stuff or U.S. stuff that was shipped over there?
Yes.
It was Japanese?
They shipped it by boats and warehouses to stock it in Japan, preparing to use it, but they never did. They never did have gas being used in World War
II. Amazing. All right, let's come back and talk a few minutes about Calbin Pure Soap. The website is 5starsoap.com. You can spell out 5-star soap or put the number 5 and then starsoap.com. 5starsoap.com or Calbin Pure Soap. .com. We have links up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, if you forget the URL. We'll be right back with Marty Schachter.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here in just a few minutes, I'm going to do a giant news blitz of scores of stories I haven't even gotten to. We have a film director who I'm a big fan of. He's made Washington, You're Fired, America Under Siege, The Ripple Effect, a bunch of other films. Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream. William Lewis will be joining us in studio in the last hour today. So that is always informative. I've never had him in studio before. I've had him on the phone a few times. So we'll talk about the economy and play some clips of the film live at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well. We're going to start simulcasting, of course, in the last 2 hours today. Some days I do more than 2 hours, but we always do at least the last 2 hours simulcast for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members, where this radio show becomes three-dimensional and turns into a television show as well. Big news blitz coming up of key information on a host of issues in just one moment. But going back to Marty Schachter, because I distracted him and diverted him off into his days in Japan in the chemical corps at the end of World War II. Marty, continuing here, so you set up Calbin Soap when you got back from World War II in 1947 with your daddy. And it is high-quality organic or California organic certification level, one of the highest levels out there. People should call and get the tester tote bag. And I'm not kidding. I put Calbin Pure Soap under my arms today, on my back, on my chest, the bar soap. I wash my hair in the shampoo. And sometimes I run out and forget to call, and I use some other stuff, and it just leaves your hair dry and weird, the detergent stuff. I'm addicted to Calbin Pure Soap, and everybody keeps emailing me and making YouTube videos and calling saying, Alex, you weren't hyping how good this soap is. It really is good. So folks should just call and purchase the tote bag. Tell folks about that, Marty.
Well, one free phone call, they can end their exposure to 17,000 toxic chemicals, junk science, and household cleaning products. We would like the people at our cost. We're selling a 1 to 2 month supply of pure soap. We're talking laundry soap, bath soap, hair soap, and dish soap. They'll do 100 jobs. It's $20 plus shipping by United Parcel and guaranteed to your door. And you'll say, and I hear this endlessly, where have you been all my life? And we're here to service you, to guarantee you, and which is the most important thing, is a satisfaction guaranteed, or double your dirt bag.
Well, you got month supplies, year supplies. Folks get that 85% discount, but I suggest that they buy the tote bag for, what is it, $20 in shipping, because it's at cost for you. It's so people can test out your different 60-plus-year-old family secret products with the cherry essence, the almond oil, the citrus, all of it. No animal, no petrochemicals. I'm sorry, nothing to give you asthma. I know you enjoy it. Marty, fire out the toll-free number for folks.
1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. We're sitting here waiting your call. My daughter's here. My son's here. We're a family company. We're not a corporation. We're a family partnership. We will take care of you, guaranteed.
Well, I'll tell you the way I know it's good stuff is it smells so good. It feels so good. And I'm the type who gets in a hurry and leaves soap under my arms every month or so back in the old days, and it would hours later be burning and hurting. I don't have that problem anymore because if I forget and leave Calbin under my arms, it doesn't hurt.
When you get low, let me know.
Marty, I need more shampoo.
I'll take care of it.
Because what happens is you sent that big box and the office descended on it and pilfered it.
Oh, no.
Now I give it to them. But, send me a bunch of shampoo and the body cream.
My wife likes that. I'll ship it right to you.
You bet, folks. Listen up. Here's the toll-free number again. Give it to them, Marty.
1-800-340-7091. Directly to your company. We'll get your free catalog, whatever you want. Send you all the costs and not rip you off like you're being ripped off right now by Procter, Lever, and Colgate at the supermarket with no choice.
And 5starsoap.com or CalbinPureSoap.com. Thank you so much, Marty. Talk to you next month.
What about the limerick?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot the limerick. In fact, the guys during the break were saying, I wonder what today's limerick will be, and I almost forgot. Go ahead.
Ready, okay. A flea and a fly in a flu were caught. So what can they do? Said the fly, let us flee. Let us fly, said the flea. So they flew through a flaw in the flu.
Marty, they just don't make them like you anymore. You're a real treasure. Take care, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
There he goes, Marty Schachter, Calbin Pure Soap, 5starsoap.com. And if you forget the address, there's links up on Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Okay, here are my stacks of news. How will I ever get to all this? Well, I'll do it by just being brief. So I always get caught up in one of the stories. Let me just start my engines here. And I mentioned this last hour, but let me go ahead and get into this first right now and actually break this down in detail. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. That is the proverbial freight train coming at you. Unless we arrest these bankers, unless we audit these bankers, unless we abolish these bankers, this is a fraudulent offshore crime syndicate that is engaged in a hijacking, a corporate takeover of our nation. Federal Reserve to be given sweeping new powers. Steve Watson article. The privately owned and run Federal Reserve is to be handed sweeping new powers under Obama administration proposals in a deal that will please bankers who lobbied for more Fed oversight of their activities. So this is the private banks, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and others that are Federal Reserve shareholders, saying, give our government front the holding company more power for us. It's a complete sleight of hand. I mean, it's so simple, but then almost so complex because the public just can't understand that. It's like, give me more power to regulate myself, which means give me more power to do whatever I want. The new rules would see the Fed given the authority to regulate any company whose activity it believes could threaten the economy and the markets. You've already seen them seize Chrysler and hand it over to foreign corporations with taxpayer money on top as a sweetener. You've already seen them seize GM and hack it up in a bunch of pieces. And then now it's a political tool domestically where you've got to give campaign money to Obama or Democratic congressmen for your dealership that's worth tens of millions in some cases to stay open. Or they steal it and give it to their friends. I mean, this is being admitted mainstream news. This is wall-to-wall mafia. And folks, why shouldn't they? The public is on Prozac and on Ritalin and on fluoride and sucking their thumbs. They want more raping. They're going to get it. The final plan, due to be released on Wednesday, is today, which originally aimed to streamline and consolidate banking and securities regulation in one or two agencies, now is expected to sidestep most judicial disputes and simply impose across-the-board standards to be applied by all financial regulators, according to administration industry sources, reports the Washington Times. Now, let me stop right there. See, first with the October 3rd banker takeover bill, known as the banker bailout, it said unlimited money, you can make out of nothing, we got to pay it to you in taxes, we then have to pay interest on money we give you. Taxpayer gives them the trillions, and then we pay interest on them to the money we gave them. See, they can do anything they want, so wouldn't you come up with that scam? I take all your money, and then you pay me interest on it. Yes. That'd be like if somebody came and knocked on your door. Hey, Mr. Jones, I'd like to have you give me your $250,000 house. Okay. And then when you give me your house, you're going to pay me interest on the house. And generally, interest is double what the note is. So you're going to pay me another $250,000 for me taking your house for free. Now, that makes no sense. It doesn't compute, does it? Well, that's how this works. That's how the New World Order rolls. And if you don't like it, NORTHCOM and paramilitary police are standing by. And, folks, they don't know which end is up, just like the general public. All they know is they've been told they're on a power trip. Go out there and taser the slaves and squeeze money out of them. All they've been told is the public are a bunch of terrorists. They're going to start protesting, and all protest is terrorism. Official Pentagon. Are you starting to figure this out? So they got that unlimited power to rape, rob, and steal. No oversight, no government agency, no one can look into them. Congress passed a law saying that. Now they're about trying to get another law passed where they run everything outside of banking. And they're saying your farm, your ranch, work brigades, all the executive orders that we read on air where they can put you in work brigades. Folks, I got the Washington Times coming up in the next segment where they admit they're hiring criminals for the youth brigades. I mean, we already knew this, but it's red level. Let me just get, for folks that don't know history, when the government starts hiring citizen armies, domestically, the police people, look out. That's bad. But when they start putting them in uniforms, look out. And then when they start hiring crooks, boy, you know you're in deep trouble. And they're going to march them out there to boss everybody around, and people are going to bust a cap in their butts, unfortunately, and then they're going to call you terrorist, and then the war's on. And they're going to have millions of out-of-work dumbasses, and I'm sorry to use that term, but that's what they are, that they're going to turn loose on you with machine guns. And it ain't going to be pretty. Because these people are going to be on power trips. They're going to be led by... Have you noticed every major police department is doubling, tripling, quadrupling, or more their SWAT teams? They're training to wage war on us up one side and down the other. I'm going to tell the police again. The country's been hijacked by offshore criminal corporations. This is all criminal on its face. You're being maneuvered into war with the American people. You're working for criminals. I'm not even saying you're bad. You don't know what you're part of, but now you've been warned. You understand this is the real deal. You're the same as Pinkerton security men in Colorado sent in to murder whole families living on land that they had legitimate claim to. You're just like the strike breakers in, you know, 1920s machine gunning people in New York. You are criminals, and you will be known as that in history. Come to the aid of the Republic now. Join us.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 17, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $929.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $956.25, $478.13 for a half ounce, or $239.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $956.25, $478.13, and $239.06.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Free number to call in. Your calls are coming up on any issue you'd like to discuss. What do you think about the bankers becoming open gods? above Congress, above the law, ruling every aspect of our lives. The Associated Press and Washington Times, both reporting with a straight face. You've got to give control to them over every aspect of your life, or they won't turn the liquidity back onto the economy. But it comes out after $14.8 trillion stolen, just in the U.S. alone. They're doing it worldwide. Less money's flowing, less loans, higher interest rates, exactly as we told you. That's just money so they can hold out and wait to buy up everything. But now, if you won't sell GM, they just come take it. If you won't sell Chrysler, they just order Chrysler to hand it over. And those CEOs are globalists. They roll over. Rex Tillerson had ExxonMobil, wouldn't call for a global carbon tax. David Rockefeller went to the shareholder meeting and said, I own this company. You come out and say it's real or you're fired. And Rex Tillerson the next day said, I want a global tax. New York Times, it's real. Terraform the planet. Chemtrail us. They told Rupert Murdoch to come out and say it was real. The Wall Street Journal says the earth's heating up. You better pay a tax to Al Gore or you're going to die. The Pentagon specializes in taking over countries. It works for the Bank of England, the owner of the Federal Reserve, on record. Thomas Barnett, Naval War College expert, goes on TV on C-SPAN and brags they work for Wall Street. The Pentagon, the military, the Marine Corps, it isn't our military. It isn't our government. Is that an indictment of everybody in it? No. But the facts are the facts. It is an illegitimate, hijacked, criminal government, period. Circling the people with police departments being taken over by the feds and the military. The police being hyped up and told to go after the public. That's why they're doing this. So the public starts hating the police. So the police start hating the public. So the battle lines are drawn. So the globalists can carry out their looting. The Pentagon and the CIA have done this to hundreds of third world countries, some countries over and over again. This is their speciality. This is their MO. This is what they do. But they're taking special care of bringing the U.S. down. They've taken their time. They've put in the grids. They've built the prisons. They've built the FEMA camps. They've brainwashed the public. They've turned the people against each other. The new talking point must be to tattle on your neighbor. I was flipping through talk radio this morning, and on half the channels, it was spy and tattle on your neighbor for this reason, for that reason. Public service announcements, CIA ads, recruiting domestic CIA ops. I mean, they're converting the whole economy into a giant gulag owned by the private interest. And then they're going to feed everything through that, and all the yuppies and scum are going to grovel and join the tyranny thinking that's the new business. The ski mask enforcers, the prisons, the surveillance is one half the equation. The other half is the green revolution, the land grabbing. And what's that backed up with, the New York Times reports today? Criminals. I'm going to read it in the next segment. Criminals. The little bastards coming to your door, coming to your ranch, your farm, are going to be criminals. And you're going to let them in under the Animal ID and Premises ID, and they're going to inspect and boss you and do whatever they want. And if you don't, coming right over the hill are going to be armed police. Hell, they're even arming these Secure Corps people. Imagine low-grade, paint-chip-eating, fluoride-head morons who couldn't have a job at McDonald's, who are criminals. They're going to be sitting there having their way with you, and your daughter's going to bring them home in their little uniforms and make you kiss up to them, and you'll be scared to tell your daughter you don't want them dating them. I'm telling you, you want bondage? You're going to get it. And the globalists can set up their white slave trading to an even greater level here in the U.S., and nobody will be able to stop them. They're only scared that as they do this, you'll start fighting back. And we will fight back, and we will beat you. You think you're going to carry out a Pol Pot, a Mao Zedong, a Lenin, a Stalin, a Hitler? No, we're not going to put up with it. We know you're criminals. We're going to call you out. Period. This is real radio. This is real issues. This is what's going on. I'll finish up with the Federal Reserve, get into all the youth brigades just openly being announced right here on the GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv for the websites. Transmission continues. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in prison.
Yeah, federal and state courts have been ruling for years that the state owns your children. We've read those rulings on air.
But that train
the social worker textbooks say it, too. We let the government get away from us. Then we let it get arrogant and spoiled and filthy rich. Now it's completely openly criminal. And believe nobody's going to stop them. In fact, these criminals don't even care if they get stopped. They're just stealing money and leaving the country, most of them. It's like robbing a bank. They're just taking the risk. They're all excited about it, and then they celebrate how stupid the public is and how the public will put up with anything and everything. I'm just sick of it because I'm an American. I know this is a special good country. I know that's not just propaganda. It's the truth. And I had two ancestors directly on the Mayflower. I had ancestors all over the Revolutionary War, ancestors in the center of the Texas Revolution, and I love the United States, and I know we've been special. Not perfect, but very special. And the military and the FBI and the government that carries out all these crimes against our nation and violates the Bill of Rights and Constitution, you make me sick how you wrap yourselves in the flag. If you really, in your mind, think you're pro-freedom and pro-liberty, and you believe all this baloney about how you're taking our rights to fight Al-Qaeda, while your own manuals say all protesting is terrorism and veterans and gun owners are your main target, just shut up! Because I'm sick of it! Just admit you're dirtbag criminals if you're serving this and you think it's good. Now, if you're on our side, that's fine. But I want to see more from you. I want to see more leaked documents. I want to see more resistance. I want to see you go public and speak out. What happened to you? How could Americans just 50, 60 years ago charge machine gun nests to their death, fighting on foreign shores in fraudulent wars, but then when our own republic is overrun by parasites and scum, go along with it? All right, let me get into the news I was covering. The White House has announced the new powers for the Federal Reserve, that the Federal Reserve will be able to seize any company or corporation. It's basically the executive orders. In fact, I asked you guys to dig through that giant box of files. Did you find my files on executive order? I had Rob digging in there an hour ago. I meant to have this. He found it? Okay. If you read the executive orders about brigades and forced labor and all of that, it says it. Well, that's basically the implementation of this through law. Kind of like they build the FEMA camps. We describe how they're going to run, how they're going to operate, how they're going to sell them to the community as if it's a federal community assistance program. And then the exact bill of what I've reverse engineered and broken down on air for you, it gets then proposed in a piece of legislation. Kind of like after they've been spying on us for decades without warrants, they then have Congress pass a law saying they can do it without warrants. That's their in-your-face system. And then they have all these old executive orders that they've reissued under new orders, like Executive Order 10,990 allows the government to take over all modes of transportation and control of highways and seaports. Executive Order 10,995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media. And see, when you read Obama's new executive order he signed for the bird flu or any other crisis or swine flu, it just combines all these. But these are not rescinded. Executive Order 10,997 allows the government to take over all electrical power, gas, petroleum, fuels, minerals. Executive Order 10,998 allows the government to seize any means of transportation, including personal cars, trucks, vehicles of any kind, and total control over all highways, seaports, waterways. Executive Order 10,999 allows the government to take over all food resources and farms. Executive Order 11,000 allows the government to mobilize civilians into work brigades under government supervision. Executive Order 11001 allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions. Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. Executive Order 11003 allows the government to take over all airports, aircraft, including commercial aircraft. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing and public funds, designate areas to be abandoned and establish new locations and populations. You see that USA Today and LA Times articles of 3 days ago? Obama may bulldoze up to a fourth of U.S. cities. Print that again for me. I was looking for it in the stack from Monday and couldn't. Obama says cities may be destroyed. Bulldoze. Thank you. I want to get to that later. It's not enough to just mention it. I want to give them the exact headline of the living denial. This is all being implemented and beta tested. Every criminal reorganization, continuity of government, NORTHCOM takeover operation that there is being implemented right now. It's all being done right now. It's all being implemented. I'm going to go over this more next hour as we got a film crew in here making a film about it. And then meanwhile, it says the Federal Reserve will be the one that runs this. Not the White House, not Homeland Security. Above that, now with actual governmental power, not just private banking power over the money, the issuance of currency and credit, but now government power by a private offshore corporation, the Federal Reserve. I mean, the height of treason, the height of open dictatorship. This isn't just the government running a dictatorship of the tyranny of the plutocrats. This is an offshore banking consortium, combine, openly setting up a new form of government. That should be the headline at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson are listening. I know they understand this. Give me articles on this in the written word so people can understand it with all the points I've just made. This is open 1776 against us. This is a 2009 declaration of tyranny for global corporate monopoly capitalism. Open new form of government with the bankers above Homeland Security, which is the forced reorganization arm, just like they've done in third world countries over and over again. And then you read the news, it's, oh, Federal Reserve to gain power under a plan, and it goes on to fix the economy and to take over companies and industries. Oh, with the money, they're going to loan the industries with strings attached. And then now it's been declassified that they ordered the banks to take the Federal Reserve money so the, quote, government, so the Federal Reserve would have government power over them. Here's the LA Times lying. Obama to propose strict new regulation of industry, financial industry. And then you read the truth in Reuters. Obama plan would cut number of U.S. bank regulators, just like they've gotten rid of most of the IRS investigators for rich people and sick them, the few that are left on people making less than $20,000 a year. That is sick. The Obama administration plans to call, because it's run by criminals, folks. The government is run by offshore criminals. They don't want any regulation on themselves. They're allowed to do whatever they want. And when they want to every once in a while burn somebody that doesn't play ball with them, they go burn them. And then that's also a kind of a sacrificial Judas goat for people. Sacrificial scapegoat. Sacrificial lamb. The Obama administration plans to call for the U.S. Office of Thrift Supervision to close as part of its overall financial regulation, which would also include the elimination of the federal thrift charter for banks, so any rules on them for corruption. The plan would require large, interconnected firms to draft a credible plan to self-regulate themselves for how they would unwind if they ran into severe trouble, a senior administration official told reporters on a conference call Tuesday. Now, where's my New York Times? I had it here. I can't keep track of this anymore. Ah, here it is. Found that in the stack. Here we go. Here's a whole stack of this, just on this subject. Okay? Now, listen up and listen up good. I'm explaining how all this works. They got to have enforcers for all this. And they admit they got door-to-door people knocking on doors. They run federal ads with federal money on radio, TV, and print, acting like AmeriCorps, SecureCorps, USAService.org. All these groups are government. But the organizations and the funding is private. Totally illegal. And then they recruit them to private groups run by the Democratic Party and George Soros and others. And they have already got over a million hired with your money. I mean, they gave $2.5 billion to Acorn alone. And they're on power trips, and they think they're saving the world, and they are dangerous. Now, former AmeriCorps official says Obama removed him for doing my job. This is out of Associated Press. Gerald Walspin was removed from President Obama last week as the Inspector General for AmeriCorps and other service programs. His decision followed Walpin's investigation into the alleged misuse of federal grants by Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson, another rising star for the globalist, a former NBA star and an Obama supporter, and the nonprofit education groups he headed, which are these youth brigades. It goes on. Now, this is the New York Times. Listen and listen carefully. New York Times today. New Orleans program linked green jobs and youth development. New Orleans resident, this is a positive article. They have positive articles about seven-year-olds tattling on mommy for taking hot baths, and they write fake tickets on their parents that are really little data reports that are then filed. And the parents giggling in the article saying, I love my seven-year-old writing me tickets and spying on me with the school. I mean, this is the Soviet Union, but they're making it cute and funny in the New York Times. Kind of like a month ago when they reported that the Boy Scouts at age 14 are training for gun confiscation and to, quote, take on disgruntled vets and seek and destroy ops. And then it describes them with the Homeland Security SWAT team practicing killing veterans. You can't make this up. You can't make up Department of Homeland Security and DOD saying all protest is terror. You can't make this up. Next stop, the Twilight Zone. Realize what's happening. The more you don't wake up and scream bloody murder and call on the talk radio and go to city council and call Congress, the more it encourages them. And you're like, but I'm a yuppie. They'll think I'm a kook. I've never called Congress. I've never gone to city council. You better, buddy. You better get your butt moving. You better verify the things I've said and then realize that this is a hot tyranny. This is an extermination tyranny. We've seen this over and over again. The attack profile they're launching is 100% a mass color. They're planning to kill millions of us. This is a Soviet-style operation. The bankers funded them all over the world. This is a radical reorganization, gutting out and getting rid of the middle class. And a lot of the middle class is going to try to serve it because all they do is social climb and they're going to lick boots and try to be part of it. And they're going to get their butts cold too in the third or fourth wave. This is hardcore. Now listen to me and listen carefully. Phil Taylor reports. New York Times. New Orleans resident Jordan Walters quit his sales job this year to join a youth service program that would allow him to explore a field he believes would be recession-proof, renewable energy. You make a decent amount of money in sales, but there's no longevity in a recession. And Walters, 23, who gained experience with renewable energy projects in the Conservation Corps of Greater New Orleans, the group is dedicated to helping the city recover from 2005's devastating Hurricane Katrina. See, they give the federal money to whoever they want, and then it's private groups, so the private groups get the profits and fence the money back into the criminals' hands that own these companies. Like, take David Gergen. He's got his hands in five different groups getting money. And then the government can't have any oversight or regulation because they're private. It's private armies. It's mercenaries. It goes on. There's a lot of new construction going on here, said Walters, whose experience in the group earned him a full-time job with company installing solar thermal panels. See, it all sounds reasonable. This is just their PR. If you're going to change things, New Orleans is the place to do it, and you might as well do it right. With support from the CORE Network, the City of New Orleans, and a $5.8 million grant from the U.S. Labor Department, the New Orleans CORE has developed and helped put more than 800 people between the ages of 17 and 24 to work on projects involving environmental stewardship, energy conservation, and historic restoration. This is the Green CORE, one division. It goes on. Many participants come to the program from run-ins with the law. Some have spent time in jail. The program requires participants to work 4 months with one of seven nonprofit groups at an hourly wage of $8.55 and gives AmeriCorps college scholarships worth as much as $1,250 to those who complete the program. So they're hiring the criminals to fill their ranks and make it all sound reasonable. And it placed 75% of the graduates with government employment afterwards. It's the conversion from free market to parasite government, parasite corporate government jobs, owned by private interests but funded through government. So they take from your business and give it to their environmental anti-gun corps. Now look, I got another article here. Bloomberg, Obama's volunteers find health plan harder to sell than candidate. And then it describes them going door-to-door with GPS marking whether you support Obama or not. In uniforms, red and black uniforms, knock, 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 answer my questions. Total intimidation. They're private army with government funding. But Patricia McArdle, volunteer for Barack Obama's presidential campaign, her duties and goals were clear. Now she's devoting her time to his health care plan and says she's confused and frustrated that you're being suckered with a global corporate takeover. Obama, who enlisted 13 million member grassroots army to help him win the White House, is trying to remobilize these people to build support for his proposed overhaul. The goal may prove elusive because they won't tell the idiots what they're pushing for. It's just all part of intimidation to get people used to going around in uniforms to people's doors. Because I've got video and news articles where they're training them to go after your guns, folks. They're just finding out who's mentally ill out of these groups and sifting out the demons to then be promoted. The constituencies that joined forces to back Obama, the candidate disagreed over the scope of the health care overhaul, particularly whether it should create a so-called single-payer system that reimburses providers through a government-run fund. And then it goes on to how they don't like knocking on doors and they aren't getting all the same love. This is the government with a 13-million-man army. They've been able to deploy a million of them. And then they got the census coming and saying it's going to be a yearly census and a monthly census and GPSing you and ordering you to answer if you own guns on record. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is what's developing. I'm going to say it again. Mainstream news is reporting total, complete, private, corporate takeover. With the Federal Reserve above government, a new form of government is being founded. No one is getting this. The full magnitude, the executive orders, the NORTHCOM, how it all feeds together. We're breaking it down. Believe me, I don't want to be the only one here who gets it all. That's why this show continues to explode, because I've studied governments, covert operations, black ops, the executive orders. I can see what they're doing, and we know their attack pattern. There's no doubt anymore. It's all manifesting. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget to support us by purchasing books and videos in the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. More straight ahead.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go live, T-minus 6 minutes, at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the listeners that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. You helped finance the TV radio studio, what we do, and then we feed the YouTube and Google videos and thousands of other video sites. From that, we appreciate all the PrisonPlanet.tv members taking the recording of the live show and putting it all over the web. And, of course, members also get all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, shows going back for now 6 years, archived at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we've upgraded PrisonPlanet.tv to Web 2.0. We're about to add a bunch of new functions in the next few months, as well as Phase 2 with that continues. Coming up in an hour in studio, we're going to have Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream with William Lewis, great filmmaker I'm a fan of. And we are selling this video, by the way, when you're on the online secure video shopping cart at Infowars.com. Be sure to pick up a copy of all his films he made, like Washington, You're Fired, and Life on the Edge of a Bubble. These are very hard-hitting, very well-produced films, but they are also good for kind of mainstream people. They're not too aggressive, too in-your-face. It's done in a kind of documentary Discovery Channel way that I've found to be very, very effective. So Life on the Edge of a Bubble, Blowing the American Dream. You can also call toll-free to get it, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We've been carrying this for about a month since it came out, and I hadn't even plugged it yet. We've had so many things on the video bookstore there every week now that I forgot we were offering this great new film. I got a chance to see it a month or so ago before it had even come out. It's just amazing. In fact, don't let me forget to have the director tell us what clip he wants us to play live on the air, or the trailer or whatever, for Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Okay, I just covered the massively important issue, the stratospherically important issue. It's just so huge that the mainstream media is announcing, as I told you back in October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th, I said they're going to bankrupt the economy. Further, they're going to use the money they hoard to buy up banks and insurance companies and to buy off more government. They're going to turn loose Northcom under the control of the Federal Reserve and a new bank of the world that will set interest rates, that will set currency rates, and that will regulate taxes on a planetary scale and control every major corporation and business through regulations. And now they've openly announced, and it's even worse than I thought, the legislation racing through right now about to pass. And the White House says they don't care. They're going to do it by executive order, even if it doesn't. Says anything they want, in everything, just total and absolute domination of the complete society. I want to open the phones up next hour and get your take on this. I know we have callers all over the map, and that's fine. I'm going to try to cycle through the calls as quickly as possible as soon as we start the next hour. I'm going to recap all this, and then at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to get into the latest Iran situation, a bunch of chemtrail news that's mainstream media, Wall Street Journal, how they're going to chemtrail us for our safety. I want to do that when we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, though, so I can show people this Wall Street Journal article. So that is all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Genesis. I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates. We're getting a lot of new affiliates, a lot of big standalone stations owned by smaller companies or families are picking the show up. Years ago, they didn't because, you know, this was so radical and people thought I was making this stuff up. Now it's all mainstream news that we've warned of. I'm telling you the next phase, now mainstream news, and we've just got to face the fact that we really do have a criminal group in control of our society and stand up and say no. It's our only chance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.